Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Sun is shining. It's warm outside. And we got ourselves a little conundrum to dive into. How's everybody doing on a Monday? NFL draft later in the week. I got a few days off coming up. This is exciting. Let's dive in. The Andre Drummond conundrum is here. You heard the audio there. I mean, I'm not even going to waste my breath on the nonsense of that's a bad question. Whatever. The day that we allow people like Andre Drummond to dictate what's a good question or not, we're all done. We'll just be propaganda full-time, Andre. Everyone will come down and laud you with praise. But let's get into this because, look, I've often said it. This is one of the five best sports towns in the country. A four-sport town with the bonus of having a fifth and sixth pro team in Michigan and Michigan State. We adore college football here. We conveniently will like college basketball once a month. But we got four pro teams, and it's Detroit, New York, Boston, Philly, Chicago. Those, to me, are your big five. But I got to tell you, and it's very disappointing to me, this town is becoming more bitch-made by the minute. And it's very, very disappointing. We are so soft. We are becoming so sensitive, so victim-oriented. This debate about whether Andre Drummond deserved to be booed, I can't even believe we're having this debate. But I'm going to do this for you. Now, Saturday night, Andre went out and had a god-awful game, right? That's it. Objectively, a god-awful basketball game. At certain points in that game, his effort was questioned, not by some drunk fan who you want to cast aside, not even by people like me. You know, I've wanted Andre traded for years. No, his effort was questioned by none other than Chauncey freaking Billups on television. A former Piston, an NBA champion, and he hammered. Would you like a sampling? Take a listen. Yeah, but that's what we used to value. You read the newspapers on Sunday? I don't know what that was. Oh, Andre Drummond, should he be booed? It's complicated. No, it ain't. Here, it's real simple. Let me run it down for you. Yes, he deserved to be booed. He was awful. This is the real world we live in. I don't begrudge that Andre makes $25 million. I love that players get paid. They're millionaires who work for billionaires. But make no mistake about it. The average guy goes down there. He knows what Andre makes. Andre played like crap. You get booed. It's the real world. This isn't some chat room. This isn't an analytics conference. It's the real world. Bob from South Lyon paid his money, and you're playing like garbage. You get booed. That's what happens in real sports towns. Now, if you got a problem with Andre getting booed, then you've got a problem with booing in some total, because here's the deal. Fans don't get to boo Stan for the sins of the past. They don't get to boo Goris for the sins of the past. This is their outlet. You're there, fumbling and bumbling and stumbling and rumbling about a half dozen balls out of bounds, missing bunnies, lethargic. Welcome to the real world. You're going to get booed. Why are you so weak about this? Oh, well, it's complicated. Or Andre doesn't deserve... Stop it. Andre playoff wins, zero. Andre championships, zero. Andre in some total for a career. You say whatever you want. You go back to his making the All-Star team in what, 15, 16? Fine. I can list a litany of statistics that point to his career being nothing more than whipped cream in a bowl missing the ice cream. Look, here's the deal. Stop making this absolute. Stop making this where Andre's either the biggest problem ever or not a problem at all. The truth lies in the middle. Andre's a problem. And depending on your viewpoint, that will shape what end of the pendulum you're on. But Andre's a problem. Now, look, the problem is you get two sides. You get the people that hate his guts, and I'm more towards that side where I just don't want him here anymore. I think a change of scenery is in order. I don't value what he brings to the table. But what you do have on the other side is the number defenders, right? They burp these takes out about double-doubles. They burp a take out about being the game's best rebounder. Here's the problem. The game doesn't value that in now, 2019, where it's headed. A prototypical center who specializes in rebounding with no offensive game, inconsistent rim protection. I mean, go look it up. Pistons, Andre at the rim in a 7-year career. Don't give me some 2-month span in January, February. 7-year career. Andre's a total disappointment for 6'10", 285 with his athletic ability and wingspan at rim protection. No offensive game, inconsistent at the rim, inconsistent effort. I'm sorry. Today's league? Nah, today's league is different. Today's league, you got to be a self-starter. You got to be able to be a creator. You got to be a shooter. Andre Drummond outside of the restricted area? Give me a break. 25% and no offensive game. Now, here's the other thing the blind Piston defender does, and it's a weird faction of the fan base. But they'll tell you, oh, well, he needs more help. All right, they went and got him Blake. You went 41-41, the best season of Blake's career. Gave you 75 games. The bottom line is Andre and these numbers and what he does bring does not impact winning. Well, I know the next thing coming. Well, he needs a great point guard. He needs good wings. I'm not on. So basically, you got to get him the best of everything for him to function. Well, then what kind of superstar is he? To be real here. Oh, well, if Andre had an all-NBA point guard. Well, hell, if I had a bedazzled horn sticking out of my forehead, I'd be a unicorn. So you mean to tell me that in order for Andre to thrive, I need an all-NBA guard? Got it. Nah, I'm going to pass on that. I don't need that. Unless you're Rudy Gobert on D, I can't have you be this on O. And look, that's before we get to Andre's problems. Andre's problems, whether you want to label it focus, which I think it is a problem for him, focus within the defensive scheme, focus on assignments, or whether you want to call it effort, because guys, when you don't close out, it's effort. When you don't run down the floor, it's effort. It is. That's always been a part of Andre's game. And he'll go through periods where he plays a high-level game. And look, that's great on a Tuesday night against Charlotte in March. When the chips are down, can you trust this guy to be a cornerstone of your franchise? And if your answer is, well, if we get him two good wings, and if we get him an all-NBA point guard, and if Blake plays 75 games, guys, then you made my point for me. Now, look. I'll leave out all the rest. I think his general disposition, some of the things he says in the media, some of the way he acts, not great. Not great. We can leave all that aside if you like. On the court. Saturday night was embarrassing. Fans booed. He deserved it. Move on. Oh, but Blake defended him. What do you think Blake's going to do? Blake right now is one of the only professionals in the room. It's like when a guy's kid acts like a jerk, he'll tell the other parent, hey, leave my kid alone. But then when the kid gets in the car, he tells his kid what a jerk he's behaving like. Blake has to say that to the media. Oh, he's busted his ass. We wouldn't be here without him. Where are you exactly? Playoff purgatory? Oh, well, you got to let him make changes. How? What do you got, 7 guys on the roster that are walking out the door? You got another 3 guys with expiring contracts. What exactly you think we're bringing in here? Look, the bottom line is this. This city's gone soft. This team does not have some rabid fan base. You got a geeky, dweeby 5% who want to call in and talk win shares, which is the same stat where Blake Griffin's worth $5. You got to stop. You just got to stop. Andre is not the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's not Bill Russell. He's not some amazing player. All right? He's going to be a guy that plays in this league a long, long time and collects a lot of counting stats. And it's great. And he is arguably the best rebounder in the game. Guess what? League doesn't value it anymore. You know who I need to rebound the ball? My wings, who can quickly and deftly turn that ball around, get up the floor, and go. Who can shoot, who can create. I mean, do you see what Brook Lopez is doing to Andre Drummond right now? Brook Lopez is showing you what today's game can do to Andre Drummond. And there's a lot more guys that are coming down the pipeline that are going to be stretch fives than the Bill Russell clone of Andre Drummond. Take him away from the basket. Get him working through traffic. Get him frustrated. Shoot the three. I'm sorry. He absolutely should have been booed Saturday night. The team should have been booed, and that's that. It's not some international incident. And it's not complicated. And it's not on the fans to be nicer or better. And fans aren't dumb for quote-unquote not appreciating. Appreciating what? Guy's been in the league for 7 years. We don't have any playoff wins. He makes $1 zillion, and he's not a very likable guy with the way he plays. Just not. So I don't really care about his charity work. Neither do fans. There's a newsflash. You know what they care about? What you gimme. That's it. That's all. 248-539-9797. I want to talk about the Drummond saga here. I don't have a problem fans booed him Saturday. The whole team should have been booed anyways. Get David and Mikey involved, if they so choose. We got some NFL draft stuff later today. There you go. Good fan base. Good to know. Good live. Good interaction. It's nice. Suburban Cadillac of Troy. That's what's really nice. Spring is here. I mean, how it's gorgeous today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.